ready. Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. I'm going to start this season. I guess it would be probably season 4. And I'm going to title this as maybe resilience. I have been away from podcasting for a while, simply because I've been distracted in my own thoughts, and I'm pretty sure you have too. So for those of you who've made it through 2023, congratulations and Happy New Year to you. I have gone through a lot, and within due time, I will share like the most important things of what it takes to move forward in such hard times. But I think what I find interesting is that for some reason, I feel like when you know that you are a child of God, or if you are special in some way, whichever form that you choose to believe, that God will keep putting you through hurdles. And for me, the amount of hurdles I've been through since September have truly, truly broken me. And I feel like when you truly get to know the person that I am, or anyone that really knows me, knows that I truly never try at all to be a victim of anything. If I mess up, I apologize. If I did something to hurt your feelings, I will acknowledge it. I take accountability for the things that are my fault. But I recently had a grown-ass woman who deals with her own battles, call me a victim of something that I've been through that was very tragic to me. And I think I'm more surprised that people now will go out their way to really make someone look really bad. And I think part of being resilient is to know that one day, or maybe never, that people will never know your side of the story. And that's okay. When you go through breakups, as far as relationships and friendships, and even your job or separation from people, it can be extremely difficult. Especially when you are the person that knows the core truth. And when you have fought for things that seem, you thought they were going to get better. But I just wanted to remind people the resilience that you should have, especially when you're dealing with people around you who have narcissistic behavior. And when people make you out to be crazy, which makes you feel crazy, you know? At this current time, if you are listening in your car or your headphones or anything like that, if you can hear the sound of my voice at this broken pitch that I might have, it's because I'm not okay. And I think that's okay for some people to say that when you are the person that usually lifts people up, there will always be a time in your life that you're going to have to say that you're not okay. And it's due to other people being around you. It's due to when you're choosing to make a decision that I guess close my window. When you're choosing to be the bigger person just to do things where it's like, you know what, fuck it. If that's what people are going to claim about me, then I have to just like deal with it. I cannot tell you how hard resilience truly is, because it takes like everything out of you. Like, you don't feel like, you know, getting up in the morning. You don't feel like doing the typical things that you normally do. And you wonder when people say you shouldn't care what they say about you and stuff like that. But when it's the person that betrayed you, or when it's the friendships that you have that become a betrayal, or and it's not even to say that those words, that you want to say those words, it's more like, wow, you know, after the countless times, you know, people have are in relationships and they're being there for each other, and you know, the conversations that you have with people, you know the truth about that person. You know the truth. And at their core, they know that you're a good person. They know that the times that they probably are crying from losing you or anything like that, that they know for sure that what they have done was extremely fucked up to you. And for some odd reason, the one that is suffering the most is the person with the resilience. Because they know the truth. They know for sure. They know that they've done you so dirty. So then you look back and you're just like, what am I going to do? What do I have? Now, the funny thing to me about the word resilience is that it's almost, you know, when you spell rewind, like R-E, or rehearse, or what's another word? Rewind, rehearse, and resilience. It's almost like you have to do it again. You know, you always have to do it again. You have to rehearse and rewind to go back to be like, I have to be resilient during all of this, even though I know the history of the things that have happened to me. And I find it as if like funny, not even in an actual laughing sense, but it's more of like a hurt funny that anybody who has ever been my friend, a love, or a family member knows that my intention is to never hurt anybody, but it seems as though the delivery can always knock people off. But how is it that the amount of times that my voice was in the most best deliverance ever that I could, or even with the tears or soft spoken, I have said my piece very calmly in many ways, and I've asked for things from people or family members or friendships, and it's the amount of resilience at this very moment in my life that I'm going to get my peace back. That's my intention for 2024, is to get my peace back. And at this very moment, although I am not okay, I am resilient. And I keep saying that to myself, because some days it's very hard to believe. And I know for you, it's very hard to believe. You know, when you have your days, you're like, man, I can't deal with this shit. This is too much. People around me are hurting me, my job, and this and that. But I want you to say to yourself and whisper to yourself with your eyes closed, I am resilient. I will get through this. I will get through this. I am me. I am me for a reason. Say it again. I am resilient. I am me. I am me for a reason. I have purpose. I am resilient. I am me. I am me for a reason. I have purpose. So with that said, I want you guys to keep a journal. I want you guys to write down like anything that you can this year that's going to happen to you, or the memories. I have written down all of the things that I have overcome or the things that I have done this past year. And I look back and I'm like, wow, I did a lot. I did a lot. I've experienced a lot. And I think in the past four months of my life, I really see that people do not value me. And at times I know it's partially my fault, because there's moments when I didn't value myself. But I know for sure that I have to start being around people that value who I am. Because once I do that, then I will recognize, if I put myself in a position to feel that, then I know that I can continue to be resilient. So this is just a small little recording, because some of my fans have been asking for a genuine podcast. And they're hard for me to do at the mental state that I am, because it's not that I can't function. It's not that I'm a fucking victim of anything. It's the fact that I know the truth. I know the truth. And I know when people see me one day, they'll look back and they'll say, man, I'm so sorry for how I treated you. And I'm going to have the resilience to hold back, not to be, petty. And it's funny, because some people can be petty to hurt you. And I feel like other people can just be petty because they're just like, really? You don't remember this shit that I fucking did for you? You don't remember? And it's more like coming from a place of pain and hurt. So be careful when you call somebody petty. Be careful. Be very careful. Because some of you motherfuckers have parents that breed pettiness, and they're the ones that's fucking up your life. Period. 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 Some people choose to sit at the table with people who have dragged them, and then you with the fucking friend that kind of lifted them up, and then they fucking shit on you. So I know I'm a child of God, and I will always, 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 always remember that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I will remember that not to do things out of shame. I will remember not to treat people the way they have treated me. And the next time I decide to act out of fear, it'll be in where I would try to remember what God wants me to do, instead of acting out of my own flesh. And it's very hard to be on this earth and, you know, have resilience. Resilience is a strong word. And sometimes I wonder how strong I can be, because at this particular time, I'm not. So if you are not okay, tell someone. Surround people with you who have a good ear, and they're not trying to have malicious intent, nor are they trying to fuck you or trying to fuck you over. Truly make sure that people around you have great intent, and you'll come out on the other side with your resilience. So if I can remember to actually do my podcast episodes, I appreciate you guys for listening to Serendipity Podcast. And to the people that truly do love my voice, I love you guys so much. To the people who fall asleep to my voice, I love you guys so much too. And hopefully I can be a better service to you guys this year, because a lot of people was fucking with my podcast and I didn't really know. And yeah, here comes Resilient Sherelle. Love you guys.